and laugh. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 5:33, 46 outside. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Going to be nice today, 72 temperature-wise. May see some rain, though. May see some rain tomorrow. Have you seen your alma mater around town?
I have not.
Yeah,
seen my boiler brethren.
The Purdue Boilermakers are taking on Tennessee today, KFC Yum Center, as part of the Sweet 16. They're at the NCAA tournament. Virginia and Oregon also playing today as well.
I think we can all get behind Purdue today, right?
I think we don't like Tennessee, right? I think they're staying at the hotel that's right next to our radio station.
Because hey, Boilers.
I saw the they had their little like logo on the front of the hotel. They actually like posted their logo on the front of the hotel.
That's pretty great.
I saw the big bus there. So your boys there right next to us. So
the boys.
Look at that.
Let's go, Boiler boys.
The Kentucky Wildcats taking on Houston tomorrow. That's in Kansas City. So there you are. Little NCAA sports action there for you.
Sports.
Also today, we've got another opportunity for you at 6 o'clock to get in on the $1,000 that we're offering up every single day. So 6 a.m., another word for you to get into the website at WDJX.com. All right? And I get that it's a job if you want to do all of them.
Well, yeah, because it's 18 words a day you got to keep track of. You got to spell right. We have to keep track of and spell right. It's work for us, too.
You're right. Crystal, she had tweeted, I entered all 18 words. Did not win. I will never be that committed to anything ever again.
Oh, wow.
Crying, laughing.
Just one day, she's like, you know what? It's too much.
I'm going to do it.
It's too much.
She's like, listen, I'm all in today.
Yeah.
I'm all in.
But that was too much. It was too much effort.
I don't know if...
Because it's every day it restarts, you know? You got a new fresh chance.
Listen, your chances of winning this are much better than the one ticket that hit for the Powerball last night.
Dang it, that reminds me I should have bought a ticket.
It doesn't matter. You wouldn't have won. It was in Wisconsin, I think.
Oh, man.
One ticket over $760 million. The winner there. So
they got the whole thing.
Yeah, I guess the lump sum's like $440 million.
That'll run out in no time.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how can you live on that? How can you live on that? I don't even know.
It's fine.
So
we'll hear about them next year. It's all gone.
Oh my gosh!
Could you imagine?
Again, when the lottery gets to this, I always say I would rather win just a couple million out of that and be one of the ones that aren't necessarily like at the. Like, oh, wow, Kelly won like the $800
billion.
And then all of a sudden you've got relatives that you've never known coming out of the woodwork asking you. I'd rather just be one of the ones that slide in there with like a cool $5 million. And it's like, oh, yeah, by the way, Ben won, $5 million. That doesn't even make the news. Doesn't even make the news.
Here's the thing about that, though, Ben. You would never, ever, ever buy a ticket for a jackpot that low. So you don't even consider it until the jackpot gets inside, and then you're like, maybe.
Well, yeah,
maybe.
But I'm saying that there are lower denominations of winning tickets on these big tickets. So you're right. You're right in that I would not even participate.
You don't even blink an eye.
In under $700 million. In fact, I didn't even participate here.
I know. So. Neither did I. Not because I didn't want to.
Right.
Just out of pure neglect in my brain's part.
Right.
Yeah. Just forgot. Just straight up forgot. Sometimes I don't even remember what day it is.
And it's at this point. And it's at this point when we have this huge windfall of lottery where we take a look back at one of the best live television reports of our generation.
This is why you don't talk to complete strangers without, you know, maybe giving them a little practice round off camera first.
We're here at the line where people are doing it the old-fashioned way. They're just filling out bubbles here. I want to turn some of these people around and ask you guys, sir, can I ask you what your lucky numbers are?
Yeah, so she's just
a reporter
there asking about because there's a lot of frenzy happening.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick 14, 24, 2, 7, and 15.
Sounds great.
Those are your lucky numbers. Can I tell you what? Do you know your chances of winning?
Okay, yeah. Oh. Wow, another good follow-up question.
Slim to none.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So far,
probably.
So far, it's a good interview.
Slim to none. You're right. Let me tell you, it's It's one out of 292 million. What do you think about that?
I knew it.
Wait, stop right there. First of all, that's a really bad question because you're sitting there, you're poo-pooing exactly what this guy's doing. Like, you know what? You have no chance to win. Like, yeah. Why are you doing this?
So maybe this is why we get to this question.
Okay. You knew it. Your numbers are lucky, though. Am I right?
I hope so.
Can I ask you, if you won all the money, what would you do with it?
Uh-oh.
Okay. What would you do with it? I mean, because that's going to be the question that you hear.
Spontaneous answer.
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Oh, okay. That's not good.
And that was her real life lesson on why not to put people on live television without a little practice. Hey, what would you say if I asked you this?
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So there you go.
Oh, bless her heart.
All right. So setting the bar coming up here in just a few minutes.
I think that was her first day.
Yeah, maybe. setting the bar on the way. Florida story. To combine with that.
Wow,
so that's pretty fun.
So much consistency with that state.
Yep, that is all on the way. Give us like 10, 12 minutes. Hang on. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Coming up here, Florida making the show. And you know it's a pretty good one when the anchor himself.
All right, and is this our last Florida story?
Okay, so he's been through it.
When the anchor himself says, "All right, I wanna send you out on a good note."
Yeah.
All right. So that's
right.
Coming up here in just a few minutes. Setting the bar, 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or smart speaker, just ask it to play 99.7 TJX live radio and you can get us there too. Setting the bar. If you can somehow manage to make it through the day without, saying you got robbed just to get out of work, you're doing okay. And when it's a Florida story and the anchor starts the story by saying,
"All right, and is this our last Florida story?"
Yeah, you know,
I want to send you out on a good Florida story here.
Oh, yeah, good, I want to send you out on a good one.
Okay, big finale.
Yeah, Brian Anderson.
Mr. Brian Anderson here called 911 to report he'd been the victim of an armed robbery.
Okay.
Two suspects took his money, his necklace, and his phone.
No good.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's some serious stuff there.
Deputies responded. They responded in force with a perimeter, an air unit, a canine unit, just to search for those suspects. However,
uh-oh.
That robbery never happened.
Okay. Wow, I bet he didn't expect that kind of a response. It's like, hey, guys, a couple of things got taken, but really, an aerial unit? That was
Brian there eventually confessed.
I mean, you can tell the reporter is
just like,
I can't even with this.
This is not helping.
That he made the whole thing up because he didn't want to show up for his 11 a.m. shift at Hardee's.
11 a.m. shift at Hardee's?
And you
That's
know,
too stressful.
Hey, good luck. I mean, good news here.
Yeah.
You're not going to have to worry about your 11 a.m. shift at Hardee's.
Did they go ahead and say, you know what, you can have a lot of days off?
Well,
like all of them.
He's going to have a hard time making that shift from the Polk County Jail.
Again, so we can't lie, make up things, and tell the police about it. We do get in trouble for that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Some people get in trouble for that.
Yes.
Okay.
Setting the bar. If you can somehow manage to make it through the day without saying you got robbed just to get out of
work,
your 11 a.m. shift at Hardee's, you're doing okay.
Those burgers are not going to flip themselves, FYI.
Florida.
All right, and is this our last Florida story?
Yeah.
Wow. That guy's going to have a problem getting through the rest of his life if 11 a.m. shift at Hardee's is too stressful.
There you go.
Okay.
That's Setting the Bar on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Let's do this.
Get your hands on that Louisville loot. Here's your winning word.
Mac.
Oh, Mac. M-A-C.
There you go.
That's all it is. M-A-C.
That's all it is. Yep. M-A-C. Super easy. WDJX.com. Mac. M-A-C. Get that into the website.
I sense a trend today.
That could be your key to $1,000 by the end of the day.
It's going to be a little meet and greet of the DJX staff, I believe.
Yeah, for sure.
A little meet and greet.
There you go.
Yeah.
So this hour, it's Mac. M-A-C. Get that in. WDJX.com. And you could be $1,000 richer by the end of the day here on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. So yesterday, Fern Creek Fire Department honored one senior there at Mercy Academy by the name of Crystal Farrell.
Hey, Crystal.
Yeah, she last week woke up late on her way to school. She saw her neighbor's house on fire.
Oh, yikes.
So Crystal did the opposite of what I would have done.
Yeah.
And sprung into action, helped them get out of the burning home. And she thanks her alertness behind the wheel as what potentially saved her neighbor's life.
Holy cow.
So the Fern Creek Fire Department honored her yesterday.
Absolutely they should.
Absolutely. There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, doing big things there.
A high schooler did that.
Yeah, high school senior there at Mercy.
Dang.
So good job there, Crystal.
You are the best. Real life hero.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. There you are. Feel good. Do them every hour here on 99.7 DJX, powered by Raise Ford. It's Ellie Goulding here on DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Remember, this is happening in Nulu. It's goats, it's beer, it's food, it's music for the entire family. So, they're in Nulu. If you haven't seen it, it's pretty cool. More details, WDJX.com. You can see one of the goats, actually, we posted on Instagram at 99.7DJX that are going to be participating.
Jimbo.
So after today, can we just stop talking about Jussie Smollett? Can we just stop?
I don't know.
I'm so over this story.
Of course.
Like from the very beginning.
Yes.
I was done with it.
Yes. Well, because... Listen, I don't think it's going to go away completely, entirely, because there is still the question of possible federal charges because of the whole mail fraud thing.
Yeah.
But Chicago police are so furious at the prosecutor's decision to dismiss the 16-count indictment that they hit back by releasing the 61-page investigative report to the public.
Yeah, they're like, you know what? You can read it.
Here it is.
Is this legal?
You can read our report.
Okay.
Yeah, they can
absolutely.
Do whatever they want.
So they released the files that kind of detailed all the steps the detectives took to solve the case, including pictures of the twin brothers, the ones who apparently did the attack, driving in a car with Jussie in the days leading up to the fake attack. So they're the ones that said, you know, hey, we were paid $3,500 to do this.
Right.
And so police allege that, you know, they're the ones that were paid for the whole thing. Now, of course, Cook County State's attorney is still defending the decision.
Well, they've got to they're the ones who brought the decision down.
And they're all like, you know, hey, we get the confusion. People just don't understand the law.
All right.
She said, for those who know the legal system, know the likelihood that someone would get a prison sentence for a class 4 felony is slim.
All right.
So.
All right. Well.
It's all good.
Okay.
All right, there you go. I just thought it was pretty, the Chicago police are still real salty.
Yeah,
so
you
know what?
And the mayor. And the police.
Exactly, because it doesn't show a very good light on the city of Chicago because, again, it's an abuse of laws set out to really take care of actual hate crimes.
All right, so can we just...
Well, I don't know.
I don't think the world's going to drop it for a while.
Yeah, I really don't think because I think planet Earth is a little salty that you can do. Like, that's a real big lie. A real big lie, and it's fine. It's fine.
Okay, so there you go. There's the latest on that case. Coming up, though, better news in that, there are people who are finding love at Zanzibar and at... Chuck E. Cheese.
Aww, so that's good. Cute.
Yeah, Craigslist Misconnections on the way here in about 15 minutes. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. FYI, Lexington, police are looking at you, okay? Sweet 16 action happening today or tomorrow, but...
With a team as successful as the UK men's basketball team, it's not uncommon to see some massive celebrations.
Yeah, we all know that.
Sure.
Yeah, it happens
there. They celebrate in a special way.
It's very, very typical that we'll see some couches burn when Kentucky wins or you know, people get excited. I get it. People get excited.
Yeah, they do. Oh, poor couches.
So we'll have extra officers out. Beginning with the Sweet 16 game this weekend.
Okay, yeah,
listen,
that's the chief.
If you don't want your couch to be victimized, keep it inside.
And then as we go through the tournament, we'll be having a full deployment of assets.
Yeah, so they're saying that, listen, we're going to have extra police on the case. So
watching for couches on the curb.
Right.
The city of Lexington is also doing their part. These flyers from code enforcement on homes along State Street.
Yeah, State Street.
We're looking at you, State
That's
Street.
That's right. State Street is like the epicenter of where all that couch burning happens.
They're the biggest perps.
Warn tenants that any furniture left outside could be a violation.
Yeah,
right.
So if you've got a couch on your front porch, bring it in.
Sure.
If you've got a chair or whatever, some sort of furniture, bring it inside.
The people who live on State Street tell me it's a bit of a hassle.
Yeah.
They understand the city's trying to keep couches from going up in flames.
Okay.
So we should probably talk to at least a resident there on State Street,
sure.
Right?
Yes.
It's not required, but if you live on the street, you're most definitely a UK fan.
It's not required to be a Cat fan, but if you live on State Street, you probably should be.
Kind of an unofficial membership.
If you're living on the street and you're not, then you're kind of crazy.
Okay, definitely crazy.
Okay. Yeah, and do we know if any furniture stores in that area are taking advantage and doing a couch burning sale?
A couch burning sale. They should.
If your couch goes up in flames on the curb, come on by. 20% off couches.
Listen, like couch sales aren't just for Labor Day and Memorial Day. And
it should be for Big Blue Nation in the big dance.
I'm literally going to be at a furniture store tomorrow.
You should maybe slide in the suggestion box. You're missing an opportunity.
Hey, Kentucky's playing today.
If your
couch gets burned either by you or by frenzied fans, why don't you swing on out to...
That's genius. I'd go there and buy a couch just because it's clever, not because I need one.
Or all you could say, hey, this couch is extra flammable. Pick up a new one for the party tonight. Heyo.
Oh, well, yeah. If we encourage the burning of the couches.
So just know that the police have got their eyes on you, Lexington, all right?
Okay.
All right, no couch burning for
Good
you.
Note.
All right, coming up next, when you find love at Chuck E. Cheese or at Zanzibar, you want to reach out to them.
Sure.
It's Craigslist Misconnections coming up here next on DJX.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Z-Bar Pinball, going to Zanzibar.
Okay.
You and some dude were playing the Pirates Machine. I was sloppy drunk trying to play Ghostbusters right next to you. I do remember, though, I thought you was adorable, and that dude looked like a tool bag. Sorry if that's your brother or your cousin, spelled C-U-S-I-N.
Okay.
And sorry I puked a little.
Ew.
Every time you shouted, in frustration at the pinball machine.
Oh my God.
I smiled a bit.
Oh, jeez.
I lick your style.
I lick your style.
I think you meant like. I think that's the title. I think you meant like. Oh, yeah.
That just got aggressive.
Oh, lick is gross.
Okay. She was real intense about the pinball.
Craigslist missed connections. Chuck E. Cheese chick, man for woman. We were at Chuck E. Cheese on Saturday at the same time. I noticed you early on having your way at the whack-a-mole. I can only assume you was taking out some frustrations from an ex on those poor unsuspecting robot moles. But then Mr. Chuck E. came out and you cut a rug something fierce before gut-checking a stocky little fella like WWE SmackDown style diving to get a shirt full of tickets.
Gut check the kid to get more tickets. What? I mean,
that was pretty genius.
Wow.
Using your shirt to stockpile, but I admit, I did see some of your lady lumps. That was better than the pizza, and that pizza is tasty.
Oh, it is tasty.
Yeah, it is.
The best part is I never saw you with a kid.
Where's her kid?
That was just your Saturday night, and I need that in my life. I'm going back next Saturday without my kid.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll be the one with the John Cena shirt at the skee ball.
Wow.
Oh,
gosh. Oh, my gosh.
From what? Zanzibar?
Yeah, pinball at the Zanzibar to the whack-a-mole.
At Chuck E. Cheese.
And skee-ball at Chuck E. Cheese.
We hope these people can find one another.
She was still filing the tickets in her shirt. That's genius.
gut checking the stocky little fella like WWE SmackDown.
Oh my gosh, don't be taking out kids.
Again, we just hope these people can find one another.
Oh, she sounds sweet.
Does she even have a kid?
No, apparently not. She's like to hang out at Chuck E. Cheese and get prizes.
Craigslist. Missed connection.
I guess. 99.7 DJX. Sorry, you didn't win the Powerball. The winners.
It's time for the third largest Powerball jackpot in history. This is Powerball.
All right. She is very excited.
I will say this, there's been no winner since December. And I didn't realize that.
Tonight's Powerball jackpot is worth an estimated $768.4 million. So grab those tickets. Let's go.
Let's go. Wow, so, she's very enthusiastic. She's very good at her job.
Giving away $762 million. For sure.
The first number up is 44, followed by 62. So we've got 20. 37, rounding it out with 16.
Wow.
Your Powerball number tonight is 12.
All right, there you go.
Hey.
There was one ticket sold in Wisconsin. That won the entire thing. So
I have a question.
Fourth largest lottery prize in U.S. history.
Do you think there is like a rule where she is not allowed to buy a ticket? Because what if she pulls out all the numbers? Well, she's like, oh my gosh, I have these numbers.
And the winner is me.
Well, we've talked to Chip over at the Kentucky Lottery before, and he said, I don't think he's eligible to play.
Yeah, I feel like people that work at the lottery office are not allowed. We're not allowed to play our own contests.
Right.
So I bet the same rules apply. That's unfortunate for her.
So
the winner of Glitter Getaway is me.
Kelly.
That would be a little fishy.
Yeah.
Like, man, we never play DJX prizes because they just give them to each other.
They win their own contest.
Hey, Kelly, congratulations. You won Louisville Lou. Oh, wow. Hey, can I win tomorrow? Okay.
Monday, Kelly wins. Tuesday, Ben wins. Wednesday, Cat wins.
Contest would be way more fun for us.
Yeah, so I don't think she's eligible to win. But the odds of... So it goes back to 40 million for Saturday's drawing. So if you were wondering like where it goes to, it's 40 million for Saturday's drawing.
I guess I could handle 40 million. I mean, it's going to be a struggle to try to live on that, but
I mean, again, maybe. It's one of those lesser amounts that I'm going for.
Okay, well then 40 million should be your jam.
Yeah.
You should buy a ticket.
You're right.
You know?
You're right, I should,
Ben,
Kelly.
Ben, just get a little extra padding in that bank account. A little extra security.
Would you quit your job?
Would you show up?
Would you walk in and quit your job?
Would this just become the Kelly K and Kat show?
Peace! So anyways, the fourth largest lottery prize in U.S. history. One ticket sold in Wisconsin. So...
Wow.
Congratulations.
That'll
buy a lot of cheese.
We're so happy.
So happy for you. All right.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Not necessarily as hefty a cash payout as the Powerball jackpot.
But still nice, right? That'd be nice to get $1,000.
But we're giving you $1,000.
Oh, my. I just won $1,000.
Opportunity at $1,000 coming up here.
Hey, that's rent. That's like a lot.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
So there you go. That is on the way right after 7 o'clock here on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, school supplies, and learning tools for everyone.
Locations, Louisville and E-Town, online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
All right, Louisville Loot time.
Get your hands on that Louisville Loot. Here's your winning word.
Sarah.
Sarah. S-A-R-A-H. You got to put the H on the end.
Got to do the H. So there you go. That could get you $1,000 by the end of the day.
Sensing a little trend for today.
Yeah.
Sensing it.
For sure.
Get to know DJX staff.
You could win $1,000 today, just like Katie did yesterday.
Woohoo! That makes my day. Thank you.
You are welcome.
That's amazing.
I know.
Woohoo! She whipped out her pom-poms.
She did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
There you go. $1,000 could be yours. Sarah, S-A-R-A-H. Get that in, WDJX.com. All right, feel good. Do this every single hour. Powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. So, pulled pork saved a life.
It did. It is delicious, but now it's a lifesaver.
Roberta made some pulled pork, gave a phone call to her neighbors, Carl and Susan.
Hey, Carl, Susan, I've got some pulled pork. Come on over. We've got extra.
Well, she was like, hey, can I bring some over to you?
Oh,
same house.
That's even better.
I know.
She's going to deliver.
So when she's on the phone with Carl, all of a sudden, the phone, she hears the phone drop and Susan, his wife, start like screaming.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
And he had a medical emergency. So she ran over and, or she sent her husband over there, performed CPR.
Holy cow.
EMTs arrived a couple minutes later. They
saved
got a pulse,
life.
Managed to get him stable enough to be transported to the hospital.
He had a
pacemaker put in, and now he's all healthy.
Wow. Had she not made that pulled pork
and made
him
that
up?
Phone call, things could have been different.
Wow.
Yep. Yep.
That's amazing.
So there you go.
The only thing that would have made this better is if he or she, whoever was the one that fell, took a bite of the pulled pork and then was revived. That's why I thought you were going to go with this.
Oh, no. Yeah, Carl didn't taste the pulled pork and then get brought back to life because of the pulled pork.
I'm choosing to think, though, they made a little leftover.
Well, hopefully she
package.
Had a little care package.
Yeah.
Welcome home.
For Carl.
Here's some
there.
Pulled pork post-hospital.
Yeah, there you go.
Amazing.
Pulled pork saved a life.
Yes.
Feel good. Powered by Raise Ford there. On 99.7 DJX, it's Ava Max, Sweet But Psycho. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, streaming thebenandkellyshow.com. Ask your smart speaker to play 99.7 DJX, and you can get live radio, you can get our podcast, all that stuff right there. So Twitter went a little bit crazy with this hot Costco dad, is what we're calling it. Tom Musto is his name. So his son basically got a little video of him experiencing the glow, the afterglow of going to Costco for the very first time.
What else did you get a good deal on?
The water? Like that, you know, Sam, how much she pays for that life water?
Yeah.
I got probably like freaking...
What about that? I saw you got a bunch of marinara too.
$9.
You know how much.
I mean, this dad he's so happy at the savings he got.
Deals on deals.
The little bag in boxes. Probably like $12.50.
How much are the sausages?
How much are the sausages?
How much?
These sausages were, I think, $8.
Oh, yeah.
For all those
sausages.
For all those sausages?
All of them.
That's a deal.
It is
a
deal.
It's a deal.
Yeah. I mean, and so he's just glowing. He's got that after Costco glow going on where he probably discovered the fact that they've got the $1.50 hot dogs in there.
Absolutely.
And all that.
Stephanie said she's getting me a Costco's card for my birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
Did he just drop the dad the Costco's?
Stephanie said she's getting me a Costco's card for my birthday.
Costco's card.
Costco's.
It's coming at me for my birthday. I'm so Costco. Happy.
Not Costco. Costco's.
Costco's.
So, yeah. So, he just posts this little, like, 30-second video. It's just saying, my dad went to Costco for the first time in his life. By the way, we've retweeted it. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show. But then everybody started to kind of pay attention to the single dad.
Uh-huh. It's like, hey, yo,
and
dad is single. Hot. Yeah. He likes to save some money. Hey. Oh, yeah.
And Jen's like retweets and says, I just went to go to Costco with your dad.
Absolutely.
Daniela, no offense, but is your dad single? And if so, please let me go to Costco with him next time because damn.
Like all these ladies want a date to go to Costco.
Costco dad,
like,
right.
That'd be my dream date, is to go to Costco with you.
Right, for sure. So, yeah, I mean, you can see it. It's it's funny because his son who posted it was like, hey, thank you all for being so nice to my dad.
Yeah.
He was excited to hear about all the surprisingly nice things the internet said about him.
So wait, is he indeed single or is there a wife in the picture?
I think he is single. That's what I read. So there you go.
Hey, yo. And listen, has Costco like ponied up and been like, they need to capitalize this opportunity. He needs to be A, their new spokesperson. B, he needs a membership for life.
Well, hopefully all this stuff. Hopefully they will.
They need to.
Hopefully they will.
That's the next step.
So
and
anyways,
has Ellen booked him yet?
Right.
That's the other step.
That's going to happen next.
Yes.
So yeah, you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, free therapy.
It's crushing me that he is really trying to stand his ground on this.
Like the whole wedding could be called off. Are we being tasked with possibly saving a wedding?
Oh, that's way too much pressure.
That's
to
a lot of pressure. Oh no!
I'm ready. I'm
Not
ready.
All heroes wear capes.
I'm
Some
ready.
Some have radio microphones. Here we go.
I'm gonna crack my knuckles. We're gonna do this. All right, free therapy on the way here in just a minute on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. If you want to see Costco Dad, what the internet was kind of talking about yesterday on Twitter and Reddit, you can go to our Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show. We've retweeted it there. Just a dad just excited about the deals he got at Costco,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just a dad who happens to be hot.
Yeah, or at Costco's. As he says, text message from a listener, hashtag Costco missed connections.
Where's that dad freaking out over the deals?
Right. That's all we need. Another text that says, my grandma says Walmart instead of Walmart.
Walmart?
Yeah, with a K.
That's different.
Walmart.
I mean, we
hey,
all
go
do,
to the Walmarts.
We all put the S on the end of the store name, don't we?
Kroger's, Myers.
But I haven't heard Walmart before.
Walmart.
That's new.
I love her.
I'm going to go to Kroger's. I'm going to go to Target's.
Targets.
I'm going to go to the Targets.
Targets.
And then a text message from a listener. So as I'm dropping my 11-year-old daughter off to school today, she says, I like Kelly. She's funny.
Oh, that's sweet.
Ben, he's inappropriate. What did I say?
Most true thing we ever heard, though.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, but yeah, I mean, what'd she say? Oh my gosh. Ashley texted and was like, my grandma used to call Kmart, K-Mark.
K-Mark?
Really? Oh, no, K-Market.
Oh, K-Market. Oh, yeah. Oh, totally.
K-Market.
Oh, we did that all the time, too. I'm going to go to K-Market.
I like Marquette.
Another text that said, Walmart is the way all grandmas say it.
Really? I did not know that.
All right. As a little test.
Yeah.
Go call your grandma and be like, hey, will you...
How do you say Walmart?
Can you pronounce this word for me?
Will you go to this store for me?
Oh, my gosh.
Walmart.
Now, listen, I say Meijer. It makes it fancy, doesn't it? You say, well, I'm going to go to Meijer.
Yeah.
Meijer.
Just like Tarjé.
Yes.
All right. Coming up next, it's free therapy. When we get called into action to try to save a marriage.
It's crushing me that he is really trying to stand his ground on this.
Or maybe not even a marriage.
Right.
But
the wedding.
The wedding itself.
Yikes.
Okay. So, Bozzy first. Free therapy on the way.
Extra pats of baby powder.
99.7 DJX.
Sweating.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Every week, right about this time, we offer up our show as an opportunity for you to maybe get a little issue that you have out in the open and hopefully maybe help you out here.
We have microphones and lots of opinions. This is Free Therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, good morning, Haley.
Good morning.
Okay, so you've got kind of an interesting situation going on. Walk us through what you wrote us.
Well, okay, so I'm getting married soon. I'm really excited to get married. And, well, I should say I was really excited to get married.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
So, well, we've been, you know, planning everything all together, and I was really excited about our honeymoon. And then my fiancé tells me about this thing that he read about online called a sobo moon, like by yourself. Like, we take separate honeymoons.
What?
That kind of sounds like it's defeating the purpose.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I said. I would like. It doesn't even make any sense to me.
Oh, so he's suggesting going on a honeymoon by himself?
Well, here's the thing. First of all, I'm beyond devastated because why does he want to go on a vacation with me?
Yeah, I mean, the whole point of a honeymoon is starting your life together. People do this? This is a thing?
Well, you know, here I'm thinking this is the most romantic time in our relationship, and we're going to celebrate our marriage, and it's just you and I. And we've taken trips together, so this is really out of left field. Mm-hmm. And that's what's throwing
okay.
me.
So that was my next question. You have vacationed together before?
So he wants to go on this solo extreme sports trip with the guy.
Well, that doesn't make it a solo moon then. That makes it a guy's trip.
Yeah, sorry, you can blame millennials. Exactly. I feel like this is our idea to have ever done this. But
are you taking the blame on behalf?
Okay, I'm taking the blame. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm looking forward to my honeymoon whenever that day is, but I blame our generation. We're the problem people for this.
Does he think that he'll never get to do another guy's trip or something?
Well, that's what I asked him. I said, you know, you're going to be able to go on other trips. This isn't like the last trip you're ever going to take.
Is he, set about this? Like, this is like a done deal in his mind? This is what he wants to do?
Well, you know, I wanted to go to one of these all-inclusive beach resorts.
Yes.
There's all sorts of the drinks, the activities, everything. I thought that would be great.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what people do. That is what everybody does.
What are you thinking at this point?
Well, I have to be honest with you. We're really far apart on this. That's why I wrote in. I'm really concerned. It's crushing me that he is really trying to stand his ground on this.
Like, to the point of, are you rethinking the whole, wedding? Are you rethinking marrying him?
He says he still wants to marry me, and I love him, and I want to marry him, but I'm like, geez, if this is how things are going to start out.
That's not promising. I got to be honest. Like, I would feel exactly the way you feel.
Yeah, I feel like at that point, you don't even go on any sort of moon, or whatever type of moon you're doing.
You delay the moon.
I'm like, why can't you do this trip as your bachelor? Go take this big guy's dream sports trip as your bachelor party. Go with my blessing.
That makes sense.
Well, Haley, we got a bunch of people texting in. If you want to hang out, you can hear them, maybe how they're suggesting you approach this.
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't being some unreasonable bridezilla and that people are like, yeah, this is what everybody does now. Next thing he's going to want two separate master bedrooms or something.
No, rest assured, you're normal. This is unusual. This is,
All right. Well, Haley, thank you for coming to us, and hopefully we can help you out.
All right. Thank you so much.
Greg texts in and says, I usually take the guy's side with all your free therapies, but even I can't get on board with this. Jamie texts in and says, hey, I've heard of solo moons, but it's not usually right after the wedding. It's usually randomly during a totally different time and involves each person going with friends, then meeting up later, but it's not right after the wedding.
Okay.
All right.
But again, I feel like this is more of a bachelor party thing. Like if he just do it as a bachelor party trip and there you go.
Another text from a listener. My husband-to-be wanted to do a honeymoon by himself. Or with his friends, then he had better plan on marrying one of his friends because he sure won't be marrying me.
Yeah, I don't feel like that. The whole point of the honeymoon is this trip where you're just focusing on each other. You're celebrating your new life together. That's the whole point of it.
Yeah. Victoria says, tell him, sure. Then take your man moon and I'm going to take my new boyfriend on a honeymoon. Jeez. Okay. 502-571-9970. Free therapy. 99.7 JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, free therapy. She's engaged. Her fiance is like, hey, let's go on a solo moon. And
do this. Separate honeymoons.
Yeah. Text message from a listener. So separate honeymoons are a thing now? What's next? Separate weddings?
Oh my gosh, funny. I hope not.
People are as savage as I expected them to be about this.
Text message from a listener. So I just Googled solo moon.
Yeah.
And everything I saw said it was a pre-wedding thing, which I guess makes
a
little more sense.
Pre-wedding thing. Okay, so maybe he's confused.
But this dude doesn't seem serious about her.
Okay,
All right.
I think a lot of people are saying maybe this is an indicator there's some deeper underlying issues.
Well, I think that's what most people think. And then on Facebook, we posted this, and Lindsay comments, first world problems, he shouldn't marry her if she's devastated about a honeymoon choice. Good grief. So she's on the total opposite end of the spectrum with this.
Wow, okay.
Chana texts in and says, I can't understand this guy. Like, is he going to confess he's gay?
I guess that's an
extreme.
Theories.
That's an extreme, too. Brian, the dump truck driver, checks in and says, yeah, I thought a trip with your friends was called a bachelor party, not a solo moon.
Absolutely.
Good point.
That is more appropriate.
Andrew, the love doctor, calls our show all the time. What do you think?
Yeah, guys, listen, in all seriousness, my heart really hurts for this young lady. Yeah, if this is what he wants to do, this is something that's just not out of left field. It's something he's thought about.
Yeah.
And it might be a way for him to say, hey, I'm not really sure I want to do this as far as getting married.
Okay.
He could have done this trip at any time, guys. You're exactly right. He needs to get into some therapy with her if he really wants to be with her. I get the impression that she wants the marriage more than he does.
Ooh.
And this is his way of, versus saying, hey, I'm not really sure I want to do this. This is his way of saying, hey, you know what? I want to do this with the guys. Because I'm telling you, any woman out there would be crushed.
Yes.
And hurt. Kelly, Kat, you got Kat. You don't know what, hopefully you won't know that feeling, but you women know how that's like.
Absolutely.
It would crush you guys.
Yes, 100%.
She's got to stand her ground and say, this isn't right. You make that decision. As tough as it might be, she might have to call this wedding off. And I feel for her. I really do. I hurt for her.
He has to know that she would react like that, that she would feel like that.
Absolutely.
He would have to know that.
Yeah, they can also do the snowboard trip later in like 6 months.
That's exactly correct. And he's got to know she would feel that way. But he probably doesn't have the courage and think it's going to hurt her by saying, you know what, I'm not really sure. So this might be his way of coping with it or reacting to it,
right?
As a secondary mechanism. It's the wrong way, guys. It really is. This is the person you're spending the rest of your life with. I mean, it's a big deal.
Right.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm not more joyful. I hurt for this woman.
You dropped the realism.
Not all of your advice can be happy and fun. We understand.
This is true, Ben. You guys keep on loving. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you, bud.
Thanks.
Bye, bud. You got me.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX, free therapy. He is suggesting solo moon rather than a honeymoon. And comment from Kimberly on Facebook. So wait, I just want to be sure I got this. He would rather go snowboarding with his friends after the wedding than be alone with his new wife?
Yeah.
This doesn't sound like a good start to a marriage. Yeah. Is the marriage a front?
Right.
Jeremy comments and says he just needs to put lipstick on his hands because that's about all the love he's gonna get.
OMG.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Another text from Missy. She's commenting on the choice of songs that we decided to play. Break up with your girlfriend after free therapy? Too funny. And then, says, let him have his solo moon. Then when he wants some hanky panky, tell him, well, solo on that too. All
solo
right.
Solo hanky panky.
Yeah, Eric says, just cut off the good old sandwich making forever. He'll rethink the decision.
Okay.
All right.
Wow. I think 99.7. percent of the people, you see what I did there?
Yes.
I think they're on board with this is not good.
Stephanie, it says, this is outrageous. Maybe she's just being punked and he's really going to surprise her with an amazing romantic honeymoon somewhere else.
Maybe, but that is it. Do you think maybe they subscribe to the Ben Davis School of Trickery?
I mean,
you did pretend to break up with your wife when you were proposing, so.
No.
And there is that.
Learning from the best.
I had a very unique, proposal there.
Maybe he's doing that.
Maybe. All right. Thank you. If you want to continue commenting, you can. At Ben and Kelly Show.
Did we help? We didn't help.
Yeah, I think so.
We didn't tell her what to do. We didn't.
We didn't. We just put it out there.
Okay.
We just put it out there. Let her figure it out.
We never help.
All right, that's free therapy.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, you can be just like Katie who won $1,000 yesterday.
Woohoo! That makes my day. Thank you.
You are welcome.
She is very excited.
$1,000 could be yours by the end of the day with Louisville Loot on the way on 99.7 DJX. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, School Supplies Authority.
Locations, Louisville and E-Town online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
All right.
Get your hands on that Louisville loot. Here's your winning word.
Jordan.
Wow. So last hour it was Sarah. This hour it's Jordan.
I'm
starting to connect some dots.
Connecting dots.
I see. I get it.
J-O-R-D-A-N.
All right, WDJX.com. Get it in. You could win $1,000 by the end of the day, just like Katie did. Katie Wiggin, she just picked up $1,000 yesterday just by doing just that.
Can I recreate her excitement?
Yeah.
Woohoo! That made my day.
Woohoo! That makes my day.
That was pretty close.
That was pretty accurate. So Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N. Get that in. WDJX.com. It is your Louisville Loot winning word there on DJX.
It feels good.
Feel good. do this every single hour right about this time. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. Can we celebrate this 14-year-old kid who's earning $200,000? 14 years old.
Excuse me?
What is he doing?
He has, his name is Griffin.
Griffin.
Griffin is 14.
Wow.
Out of Long Island.
And his parents must be real proud.
And he has figured out a way to earn $200,000 playing Fortnite.
Oh, dear God. It's kind of like my job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of like your job.
Yeah, so what happened was he was just like kind of a no-name gamer. But then wound up beating like someone really popular in the Fortnite world. And so what they do is they record videos of them actually playing the game and they upload those on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
So that victory propelled him on YouTube, got 7.5 million views.
He's made $200,000 playing it through subscribers, YouTube advertisers, and signing on with Misfit Gaming.
Oh, yeah, no. So then he signed on to Misfit Gaming, and has, like, now he's got kind of a career.
I'm just going to save it.
For what?
If I go down the road, or if this goes down or whatever, I could use it on college.
That's smart.
A house, anything.
Yeah, so okay. He's looking at this money that he's making right now and just wanting to save it, put it away. Plays the game about 8 hours during the week.
Oh, wow. Okay, so this is
18 hours on the weekends.
Such a feel-good. However, every parent who is already on the struggle bus trying to get their kid away from the video gaming console, that's not going to help.
Hey,
it's not going to help.
Look, kids.
Hey, mom, dad, listen. That guy made $200,000 playing video games. So I get to play video games all day long, right? Right?
It's kind of like my job.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That's right.
No, kid, go outside.
Griffin, when I was 14, I had a paper route. I was a paper boy.
I need to know, at what age is he going to retire if he keeps getting more money?
Well, yeah.
I guess when Fortnite goes away or something. But yeah, he just says, you know, he realizes it's going to go away, but he's
earning
it right now.
But can he do
the
dance?
That's key.
That is
key.
The question.
He needs to make sure that he does four or five of the Fortnite dances that are
Can he
that
floss?
Are big.
Can he do the Fortnite? Right. Can he do it all?
I know.
Okay.
So there you are. A little feel good. Griffin.
Except for not so much for any other parent on the struggle bus with video games. This is bad news. Like, don't tell the kids.
Hey, listen, kids.
No.
Quit school.
Don't tell them that.
Play Fortnite for
that is not
a career.
What we tell them.
Listen to the wisdom from the Ben and Kelly show.
Don't tell them that.
Feel good. Powered by Raise Ford. On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. At Ben and Kelly Show. This news clip is getting a lot of attention right now. It is of a newscast team. Looks like maybe a morning team out of Toledo.
All right.
They're basically encouraging the Toledo public schools encouraging the kids for testing, right?
Okay.
I guess there's testing right now for Toledo public schools.
Like, hey, do a great job.
Yeah.
You got this.
It's almost like it's a PSA Toledo public schools.
Okay.
But it's the way they deliver it that's getting the attention.
Good morning, TPS students. It is testing week and it's time to slay all day.
Yeet. Stay woke, beyond fleek, and get that Gucci breakfast.
Okay. Okay.
Stop.
My head went in the gutter.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop.
No, it continues.
Let's try not to speak their language.
Sorry, it continues.
Oh, no.
Goals. Say bye, Felicia, to that testing stress. Oh, weather's going to be turnt, right, Chris?
Oh, my God.
Weather's going to be turnt. Right, Chris? So we go to the weather forecaster. We go to the meteorologist.
No.
All right, let's go to the meteorologist. See
don't
what
go
he's
to the
got.
Guy, no.
Yes, it's time for weather. No. Chris.
Yes, Toledo weather gonna be the lit during testing week.
Toledo weather gonna be lit.
I can't breathe.
A hundo P chance of success. You've got this, kids. Steve, how about that traffic? Are we looking? Oh.
Traffic. Okay.
I can't see.
So we're throwing it to traffic now. We've gone around the horn. We had the anchors there to kick it off. We threw to weather.
He's dropping a little.
And now weather is going to traffic. Okay. How does traffic answer okay.
How about that traffic? Are we looking
Okay. Go to traffic.
Better than
Oh gosh, he echoes him.
Better than we're talking TERMP, FOMO, won't be an issue. No traffic problems around any TPS schools to keep you from taking those tests.
What is going on? I can't breathe.
So there you go.
I can't breathe. I can't see. Toledo, stop it. Toledo. Stop what you're doing right now.
Toledo.
It's like animal noises going back and forth. We're mating noises. I don't know.
Good morning, TPS students. It is testing week, and it's time to slay all day.
Wow. Okay.
he drops in the yeet.
I've never heard that before. What is that? That's a new
one. Stay woke, beyond fleek.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wow.
That's when your parents try to roll in and be like, hey, we're the cool parents.
No, they're not. No. And so, the public school system's like, hey, thanks, but let's not do that again.
Well, it went viral. So if you wanna see that, we've retweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show.
How do you go on and do the news after that? How do you switch gears? I can't. What? Who? No. Oh, God. Okay.
We look at okay.
Gucci breakfast has
better than
I don't know what just happened.
So there you go.
Oh, my God.
Toledo Public Schools. Hey, good luck testing, by the way, Toledo Public Schools.
I can't.
We're all rooting for you. Everybody's rooting for you.
Getting to college. Yay.
Oh,
wow.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I literally have snot coming out of my nose.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Hey, coming up next, friends, it is Throwback Thursday.
That's the only place we can go from here.
Hey, and a special shout out to Jamie, one of our listeners, who literally made a shirt.
Yeah, you have to do a wardrobe change.
That says Tender Nipple Syndrome.
Yeah.
It's TNS.
She made a custom designed shirt for you.
Yeah.
And she demanded, one of her demands was that
was
you need
that
to
wear
it. You need to wear
it. Thursday.
Like legit wear it. So you're going to have to make a costume change.
I'll make the costume change okay. And we'll kick off Throwback Thursday. Just bunch of songs you haven't heard in a while, played back to back to back to back. That is all on the way here on 99.7 DJX.
Throwback Thursday is on 99.7 DJX.
Oh, you knew we were going to drop a little old school Justin Bieber in here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
baby Bieber.
It's going to feel so good.
Oh, yeah.
Old school Justin Bieber kicking off Throwback Thursday. It does feel so right.
It does.
99.7 DJX. Is it the shirt?
Yeah.
How see-through on a scale of 1 to 10? Completely not see-through, 10 being completely see-through.
That's a 9 out of 10 see-through factor.
It's close to invisible.
Can you see the ends?
Stop touching yourself.
Can you see the ends poking through?
Yes,
stop
we can.
Rubbing right. Your
Throwback Thursday.
Talking and that's fine, but could you walk and talk at the same time? And it's my name, it's on that deck, to promote your back. Let me call you a cab, sending in the front door, telling me how I'm such a fool, talking about how I'll never ever find a man like you.
Throwback Thursday. Just your requests. Songs you haven't heard in a while. Play back to back to back to back. Heather checks in and says, let's throw it back to a person that everybody probably forgot even existed.
Ooh.
Ryan Cabrera.
Oh my goodness.
On the way down.
This was a great song.
Wow. Throwback Thursday.
OMG.
Did we bring him to birthday bash?
We did. When he was, remember, we were dating Ashley Simpson?
Yeah.
And Jessica and Nick came?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
I didn't figure you would.
I know what that is.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Beth checks in and says, I need some Justin Timberlake Rock Your Body. Hashtag TBT. Hashtag nip slip. Hashtag wardrobe change.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, all the hashtags on point, Beth.
That's me.
No, stop.
How are they feeling?
Stop with the rubbing.
How are they feeling?
You know why? Because that's JT.
That's because he can rock.
That's right.
Tender nipple syndrome shirts too,
oh
right?
Oh, gosh. Jamie,
this,
I don't know.
This is really see-through, isn't it?
It is really
Can you see chest hair through
yeah,
it?
Yeah, of course you
can.
Can
you really?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Amber texts in and says, hey, it's Amber. Can you play some Nelly? I'm taking my little softball player to school this morning. All right.
Oh,
we got
sweet.
You. Throwback Thursday. JX. Mary checking in. Hey, if you're going to play Ryan Cabrera, well, then you got to play Ashley Simpson.
Yeah, you probably should. They
was this it. The one that she, like, was caught lip-syncing on Saturday Night Live? Do you remember that?
Yes.
When she, like, when her track started before
Absolutely.
She actually started singing?
This is it.
Okay.
That's the one.
Welcome, Ashley Simpson.
On a Monday, I am waiting to
Throwback Thursday. Just the tips of songs maybe you haven't heard in a while. And 99.7 DJX, Brian the Dump Truck Driver. Hey, how about a little Usher?
Well, okay, then that's it. Just, you know what? He's just going to leave it up to us.
Okay. Well, okay.
To pick.
Okay.
Oh, it's a good choice.
All right. Throwback Thursday.
I feel so good, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Hey, Amy says, how about Genie in a Bottle since Ben wants to hashtag rub it the right way?
Are you talking see-through shirt?
I think the see-through shirt is what she's talking about. Stop, stop,
the
stop.
The see-through shirt that literally says tender nipple syndrome
yes,
on it?
Yes, he can't stop rubbing his chestular area.
Stop how it, can Ben. You not? The right way. Got a genie in a bottle. Come, come, coming in, let me out.
Are there people in your nipples?
Yes, I'm a grown man and I know all the all the words of genie in a bottle.
Oh wow.
I you know what, I'm not ashamed. Not ashamed at all.
Shouldn't be.
Lauren tweets at 99.7DJX, since the Jonas Brothers are back, how about one of their old songs? All right, we can do that.
We don't have time left to regret. And we'll take more than common sense. So stop your wondering, take a stand. There's more to life than just live. It's not that hard to be a friend. So don't give up.
Sorry, I was giving you a little bit more on the Jonas Brothers there.
Fell asleep at the wheel.
No, I didn't fall asleep. I was loving it. No, I didn't fall asleep at all.
Okay,
all right. Thanks for all the sexy and I know it. Yeah, okay. Listen, when you're wearing a near see-through t-shirt crafted by a listener, I mean, you do feel some sort of sexy, do you not?
You do feel some sort of way.
Girls be looking like Debbie Fly. I pick to the beat, walking down the street in my new the freak, yeah. This is how I roll, animal print pants out of control. It's Red Bull with the big ass bro, and like Bruce Lee, I got the clout, yeah. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out. When I walk in the spot, yeah, this is what I see.
Sexy and I know
yes,
it.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. For Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
We got a text from Kristen saying, can we give a shout out to all the girls from 360 Dance that did an awesome job at their competition this past weekend? Turned down for what?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, DJ.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, this is kind of like a everybody has to say it at the same time type of song. Ready?
Absolutely. All right. Yell.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Turned down for what?
OMG, Jennifer tweeted, I just put my out of office post up so I can't be interrupted during hashtag TBT.
You know what? That's well.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's good.
Melanie says, my goal in life is to embarrass my kids in carpool. I just interpretive dance to Genie in a Bottle.
Throwback Thursday.
Mike needs some Janet Jackson for hashtag Nipplegate and hashtag Super Bowl.
Listen,
hashtag wardrobe malfunction.
I am a respectable man here. I've got him covered.
Old man allowed to make him moist and wet. Old man allowed to make him moan and sweat. Old man allowed to make him scream out, yes.
Mr. Lover.
Sweet succulents and fire. I think Lynn, you're my darling divine. I love the way you move and all the way you design. You're running lights from my mind. Forget that corny line. Now let me hit you off now with this question sign. You seem to be the type for me to wine and dine. A little candlelight, then I toast it over some wine. Well, I will hit you off now with this lyrical rhyme. Now, Mr. Lover, keep your rockin'. Mr. Lover, keep your rockin'. Mr. Lover, keep your rockin' and swing. Now, Mr. Lover, keep your rockin'. Mr. Lover, keep your rockin'. Mr. Lover, keep your rockin' and swing. Sing, girl.
Oh boy, I love you so. Never ever ever gonna let you go.
That's right.
Once I get my hands on
love
you.
Love me, love me, love me, sex machine.
Oh boy, I love you so. Never ever ever gonna let
that's
you
right.
Go.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Randy checking in. Hey, it's Randy.
Hey, Randy.
Hi.
I'd like to take you to church.
Oh.
Oh okay. No, actually, he didn't say that. I just added it. Oh. He said, hey, it's Randy. I'd like to request Swing Swing by All American Rejects. But this is how it starts, remember?
Oh, yes.
Very, very, like...
You think it's one thing.
It's like a churchy...
And then it rocks hard.
And then it goes rock. It goes rock. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99 to the 7 DJX. Thursday, text from a listener, an entire TBT dedicated to Ben's nipples.
Well,
I love it.
Kind of not the first time, honestly. Kind of not
come
the
on.
First time.
Come on, it
it's
is.
Not. It is
it
not.
Is,
it
right?
Is not. It's not.
This is monumental.
Your nipples take over this show way too often.
Tweet, can we have some Avril before I take this test? Oh, hey, good luck in your test.
Yeah.
Throwback Thursday.
Secretly, she wanted him as well. And all of her friends.
text from a listener. How I miss TBT. I'm so thankful I listened to the radio this morning. Yeah, you know, you got us every Thursday right about this time.
Absolutely.
We throw it back to songs you haven't heard in a while.
Undercover Sass says, TBT on point today. It's really hard to get dressed when you can't stop moving.
There you go.
Hey, yo.
Amber checks in and says, you guys need to go harder.
Oh, harder?
Than that.
Even harder?
We need some hashtag rock sweats for Ben's nipples.
Sweaty, tender nipples.
Oh,
we need to stop.
Oh, God! Good. A little nipple back. Hashtag my see-through t-shirt that I got gifted to me.
Everyone on planet Earth now is going to think of that band name as Nipple.
Nippleback, yeah.
How are your nipples doing right now?
They're good. They're good. No tenderness. No tenderness. No tenderness.
Yeah.
Tweet request.
Oh my God.
Was it what? Just Jim Carrey?
Is Jim Carrey showing his nipple from one of the movies?
It just says nip slip.
Oh my God.
Backstreet. All right, we got you.
Oh my God.
Throwback Thursday.
Backstreet's back. All right. Hey. Now. Oh my God, we're back again. Brothers, sisters, everybody say. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah.
Am I original?
Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Just a little taste of songs maybe you haven't heard in a while. Casey. She drops in a, can hashtag Ben's nipples play the air piano?
Oh God, and then she put your face on a cat playing the piano. I can't.
Wait, hang on. Guys, I don't think you realize how much you need Vanessa Carlton in your life right now. TBT.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass and I'm homebound.
Throwback Thursday, Amber checks and says, hey, bestie just jumped in the car at school there at the car rider line. We rocked out to this TBT. Thank you for allowing us to embarrass the crap out of our kiddos. Hashtag car rider crew. Hashtag mom, what are tender nipples?
Oh, gosh.
You know, it's an educational show too, friends.
Is it?
Educational show.
Is it?
Yeah, what are we doing here?
I don't know.
What are we doing?
But this is for Mike. We love you, Mike.
All right. Dream.
Yes.
Throwback Thursday.
All of that.
gonna make it with you.
You're pulling petals off a flower, trying to get your way. Keep pulling till it says what you wanna say. Girl, you can pick a field full of daisies, but he'd still be my baby. I know you can hardly wait till I'm away from him. Instinctively, I know what you're thinking. You'll be giving him an open invitation, but my baby won't be taking it.
You can bite your cherry lips, try to tempt him with a sweet kiss.
Throwback Thursday.
Oh God, yes.
It was so violent, but so good.
I need you to hurry up, man, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya.
Right, let's now. Get lost tonight. You could be my black Kate Moss tonight. Play Scuteri on the ball tonight. And you don't give a what they all say, right? Awesome, the Christian and Christian Dior. Damn, they don't make them like this anymore. I ask this, I'm not sure. Do anybody make real anymore? Bad when the presence of greatness. Cause right now that has forsaken us. You should be honored by my lateness. That I would even show up to this place. So go ahead, go nuts, go ace. Especially in my pastel on my page. Act like you can't tell who made this. New gospel, homie, take six. And take this, haters.
That don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up now. Cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now. Cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Brian, the dump truck driver. Oh, my gosh. You guys have to play Genuine Pony at this point.
Oh, yeah.
As Ben slowly caresses his chest for Kelly and Kat. Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Gosh, I guess that does kind of... All right.
Stop touching that.
That? What do you mean that? What am I, an object to you now?
Stop touching those.
Stop touching those.
Two things staring at us.
Eyes up here, Kelly. Eyes up here.
Just a bachelor. I'm looking for a partner, someone who knows how to ride without even falling off. Gotta be compatible. Take me to my limits, girl. When I break you off, I promise that you won't wanna get off.
Guys, I'm sorry for Throwback Thursday today. It's been all over the place. I mean, all over the place. And, you know, it's all because of our listener, Jamie, who produced a T-shirt that says Tender Nipple Syndrome and gave it to us. And it's near see-through. So, you know, Kelly and Kat are getting a show looking at this the entire time. Coda, he tweets, currently hiding in the bathroom at work because my computer just yelled sweaty nipples. Please send help. Wow.
Welcome, friends.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to the Sweaty Nipple Show.
We're so sorry.
Oh, God.
Oh, by the way, you should check out the Instagram story at Ben Kelly Show.
Throwback Thursday. That felt good, did it not? Throwback Thursday here, 99.7 DJX. Chris texts in and says, that's an image I'll never get out of my head.
Yeah, hashtag nightmares
for life. Yeah, you know. Now, what are you going to do? And then continues on and says, hey, my 8-year-old just asked for a see-through shirt.
Oh, okay, so maybe not.
So he could have tender nipples, too.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no. What are we doing? Wow.
We're corrupting them way too young.
By the way, I'm tweeting out some of these videos from Instagram.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jamie checked in and said, I'm seriously cracking up at those Instagram stories. My life is seriously complete. At Ben and Kelly Show, by the way, Instagram story.
Jessica, I'm so sorry we couldn't get to Bowling for Soup. I'm so sorry. Jessica, it's a good request, though.
Listen, we
just run out of time.
I was going to say, we get a lot of songs that we can't get to.
I
appreciate, unlike Kelly, who says she wants you to win on Can't Beat Kelly, we actually want to get to every request.
Listen, I don't need
except
your
for,
shade.
Except for only a couple. There are a couple requests that we don't want to get to.
But
most of them
I don't need
are
that.
Great. There you are, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Remember, your Louisville Loot winning word is Garfield. G-A-R-F-I-E-L-D. Garfield. Okay?
Better than a...
Stop it.
Okay.
Stop, Toledo newscasters. Stop it.
That's fun. There you go. Opportunity to win $1,000 by the end of the day here on 99.7 DJX. You're going to see a lot of people floating around town here today because it kicks off the Sweet 16 here at the KFC Yum Center. Purdue, Tennessee and Virginia, Oregon taking each other on here today.
Go Boilers.
Yeah, the Boilermakers, I think, are staying at the hotel right next to us.
Hey.
And there you go. Yeah, they're taking on Tennessee.
Yes. And
then Virginia takes on number 12 seed Oregon. Kentucky doesn't play Houston until tomorrow. And there was some excitement over a tweeted video that could have been PJ, one of their star basketball players, mm-hmm. walking without a cast. So there's some excitement surrounding that.
Hey.
Yeah.
Sports. Fantastic.
Sports action there.
Sportsy, sports.
See, I didn't have to make the little noise that Kelly does when I drop some sports on you because that's kind of expected.
Sure. But if I'm going to drop some knowledge, then I have to warn you with a wah.
There you go. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, see, it sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Just a little warning.
Just
a little.
Just a taste.
Uh-huh.
Just a taste. So, yeah, Sweet 16 action happening there at the KFC Yum Center, which, by the way, we got an opportunity to go inside the Yum Center and see them construct that floor.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Which is pretty cool. Yeah, we'll have to post up some shots up on Instagram at 99.7DJX. 99.7DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You can catch up on the podcast. Just go to WDJX.com or you can ask your smart speaker to play 99.7DJX radio and you can get our podcast there. You can listen to live radio, all that stuff. So, bit of news here dropping yesterday, made some attention.
Absolutely. There's a new law on the books in the state of Kentucky you may not be aware of.
That's right. It is now written into law, courtesy of Senate Bill 67, that you can no longer
have the make special time?
Special loving time with animals.
Oh, my God.
You let the animals do that themselves.
Stop.
I mean, you knew this is where we were going to go with this, right?
Stop. How many do you have?
You let the seals do that on their own.
Okay. Oh, gosh. So wait. You're telling me that just now, it's frowned upon in the eyes of the law?
Yeah, so
just now?
Because of the law, Hawaii, New Mexico, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Kentucky were the only states remaining that hadn't outlawed that. But
okay. Thanks
yesterday to Senate Bill 67, now it is illegal.
Okay.
So you let those turtles just do it themselves. You just let them.
Stop.
Yes. How adorable.
Oh, gosh. Oh, it's adorably aggressive. Stop.
Can we celebrate that Florida is somehow not on the list?
No, Florida's not on the list.
Yeah, how did they escape? Well, that could mean that they still think it's fine.
No.
That could be the other side of that.
No.
Like in Florida, they're like, yeah, no, that's fine.
You let the llamas just have their own special
llamas?
Secret moment.
Oh, wow. Sounds like he's going, oh, crrr.
You let the bison be one with each other.
How many more?
Oh,
wow. Okay. All right. I think point taken.
I have a lot of mating calls.
Okay, that's great. You have an extensive library.
A lot of mating calls.
All right.
Of animals.
The point is,
you let the animals do it themselves. You don't get involved.
The animal kingdom need to be loving on each other.
You don't need to love on the animals.
Humans need to stay with humans. That's what the law says. Okay.
So, thank goodness, Kentucky.
See,
wow.
They're doing things.
Slow clap.
Slow clap for Kentucky.
Thank you, lawmakers.
Senate Bill 67.
Thank you, Governor. Wow. Who knew?
The turtles, thank you.
Stop it. Stop.
All right. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.